Good morning. Welcome again to the program. And what's happening?
Well, this is our 35th anniversary, Wall, and it's good to see you guys again.
Yeah. Well, say it's a sign that spring may be out there somewhere.
Yes, that's right. It's right around the corner. Well, matter of fact, I had 5 Canada geese in the backyard the other day. I live right on a cherry creek where it dumps into the Chocolate River, and I
feed the ducks. Was that like the recon flock going
that's
north?
That's the recon flock. That's the one we're waiting for. Well, that's the first geese I've seen this winter at all.
Yeah, no, you're talking now. You got a 35th anniversary here and a special event coming up. What's on the docket?
It's our annual fundraising banquet, and this year, because it's our 35th anniversary, we're offering tickets for $35 a person, which is really...
That's a step really, down from before,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, it is. We're going the opposite way everybody else has gone. Yeah, well, these banquets are $60, $65 a ticket. This year, ours are only $35, and we have raffles, we have auctions, door prizes. There's a lot of good things here this year, and we really plan to do it upright this year.
Where are we doing this year?
The Holiday Inn, where we've been for the last 20 years.
So and those 20 years probably flew by too.
Yes, it is. The day before Valentine's Day, so we're going to have some Valentine's stuff there too for the guys. Bring your wives. And this year we're doing something new. We're doing a youth raffle.
Okay.
So we're trying to get the kids involved.
Yeah, I was going to say, that really has been one of the missions really over the last probably 5 to 10 years, is to keep that interest and pass it down to the next generation, because... You know, with PS3s and texting and cell phones and all this other stuff, kids kind of get lost in the shuffle, and you want to keep that awareness out there.
It's getting really bad. We're losing hunters. All the sports are losing hunters. Hunters and fishermen both. It's terrible. But duck hunting is taking probably the biggest hit. Our duck stamp sales in the state are down probably from 10 years ago, 20%. So. And we're not getting new people. There's just no retention. It's just because, like you said, the kids got these video games.
Yep.
They're just not getting into the outdoors.
Yeah, they're shooting them, but they're shooting them with a controller instead of like that. So, I mean, so this is a great opportunity. Maybe grandpa, dad,
grab that
teenager and say, hey, come take a look at this.
Yes, because it's on a Sunday afternoon, and usually it's over by 8:30 at night. So it's, you know, if it's school night. It's usually not a problem getting kids to bed.
One thing we've heard over the years, when usually Todd or someone on our staff will attend the event as well, and they're always talking about it, especially the raffles, but really just the spirit of the event being one of keeping the outdoors, keeping the waterfowl, supporting it and keeping it going.
Yes, and that's pretty much our main mission goal, is to keep the waterfowl going. We take from the sport, but we also put back, and hopefully we put back more than we take.
Your goal is, well, I mean, obviously it's hunting. But correct. It is so much more that you guys
do. Oh, yes. We support an annual $750 scholarship at Northern. And with this scholarship this year, the MWA will have given over $20,500 to NMU students to pursue their degrees in wildlife biology or a related field since our inception. We supply some of the middle schools with Trax Wildlife Magazine, which supports the outdoor activities. Mm-hmm. Try to get these kids away from the computers and the laptops and the iPods and stuff like that, and get them more involved with what the UP is really about. And we've given Moosewood Nature Center a $1,000 grant. We've given $500 annually to the Boy Scouts for their shooting sports program. And we initiated and brought to fruition a 410-acre flooding and are currently exploring restoration of former wetland area.
You talk about these projects and everything. Of course, this is where the money goes that you raise at events like this. But you're also talking about awareness of just getting outside and enjoying our natural resources.
That's correct. And that's really one of the big issues right now. I think that's the reason we're losing so many people to it, is nobody's going outside because of our society today. I mean, everybody's tied up with their laptops. I mean, going down the road, you see everybody on their cell phones, and used to be texting, and that's not quite the problem anymore, but still.
Oh, here's hoping.
They're not getting out and finding out what life is really about.
You know, and that is a parental thing and a parental responsibility. So I guess ultimately it does lie with us, quite honestly, because if you allow it to happen, the kids are going to absorb, because that's a lot easier to do that stuff. It's okay to challenge yourself and your kids once in a while, and that's kind of the message here is, you know, it may take a little extra effort, but boy, is the reward worth it in the end.
It is. I've got 7 grandchildren, and they come up and they spend a week alone. We take one grandchild at a time. Mm-hmm. They spend a week with grandma and grandpa, and they're not allowed to bring any computers, no cell phones or nothing, and all we do is spend the time outside fishing or hunting or picking mushrooms or going to the beach and picking agates and stuff like that, and getting out and enjoying the outdoors.
Well, I think a lot of times we take it for granted, those of us that live here. Some of us will say, okay, I'll get to it next week or something like that, or I'll do it. And we just don't do it, and we don't realize it. And pretty soon, you know, next week turns into next week, and so it goes. And, you know, we're not berating anybody here for saying, okay, you didn't go outside, but consider it. Do it. We have it here because people travel here from all over to take part in things that what you're a part of as well.
Yes, and I'll tell you, it's nice to give back after taking so much. And I'll tell you, I my favorite days are early mornings on a marsh, but everybody has their own thing. But this getting back to the fundraiser, you know, we could go on and on here. But getting back to the fundraiser, it's going to be February 13th, and we really would like people to get involved. And challenge for all the duck hunters out there is to get a ticket and put back into the sport what you've taken so much from and give back a little bit. And you can get tickets. Tickets are $35, and they're available from Sharon Johnson at 346-5850.
And you'll be hearing more about that here on Our Waves in just a little bit, but plan on that Sunday. And like you said, it's an evening, but it's an early evening.
Yes, it is. It's good evening, and in the middle of the winter like this, it's after Super Bowl Sunday, so good time to get out, and a day before Valentine's.
And again, it says right here, all profits are spent on scholarships and other worthwhile projects in Marquette County, so tickets do go fast. And again, they bumped the price down for the 35th anniversary, so pretty much every excuse has gone right down.
Exactly.
Right out of the way. 346-5850. We will be telling you more about that. Hey, great to see you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, you guys.